condemnation. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden calling for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be put on trial after images of murdered Ukrainians were made public.
Over the weekend, reports started to come in that Russian forces were leaving the outskirts of Kyiv, but instead of celebrating, Ukrainians shared images of dead civilians left behind in places like Irpin, but mostly Bucha. Some victims had their hands tied behind their backs. Others were burned. Some were just lying in the street.
You may remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter is, so what happened to Vuka. This warrants him. He is a war criminal.
The State Department has officially said there is evidence of war crimes committed in Ukraine. The president said evidence is still being gathered, and he will impose additional sanctions on Russia as a result. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address the U.N. Security Council tomorrow about the killings. An arrest made in yesterday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California, that killed six people and wounded a dozen others. Police say 26-year-old Dondre Martin has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held without bail.
Here's Police Chief Kathy Lester.
We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters. Investigators are currently interviewing numerous witnesses.
Sacramento's mayor calling gun violence a sickness, but even as the manhunt continues, he is still encouraging people to come out and enjoy the downtown area's bars and restaurants.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Sacramento. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning South Korea that her country's nuclear forces would annihilate that country's conventional forces if provoked. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. government has seized a mega yacht in Spain owned by an oligarch with close ties to the Russian president.
On Monday morning, U.S. federal agents and Spain's civil guard searched the 254-foot vessel, which is docked in Spain's Balearic Islands. The yacht reportedly among assets allegedly linked to Viktor Vexelberg, a billionaire and close ally of Russian President Putin. All of Vexelberg's assets in the U.S. are frozen, and U.S. companies are forbidden from doing business with him and his entities. The Biden administration, working with international partners to seize and freeze large assets held by sanctioned Russian elites following Russian President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
New report from the U.N.'s climate scientists is warning that temperatures will go beyond a key danger point unless countries worldwide cut greenhouse emissions faster than they're currently committed to doing. A rental car company continues to expand its fleet of electric vehicles.
In an attempt to bulk up its EV offerings, Hertz is buying 65,000 electric vehicles from the Swedish carmaker Polestar over the next 5 years. The move is in addition to the 100,000 Teslas Hertz aims to purchase by the end of 2022, which the rental giants say will make up more than 20% of its fleet. The company's CEO said the Polestar vehicles will be offered to renters, corporate customers, and rideshare partners. The Polestar deal has the potential to add to sales for Hertz and is a significant step forward in its plan to build the largest fleet of rental EVs in North America.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The American Library Association says book bannings and attempted book bannings, along with threats against librarians, have soared in the past year. In its annual State of America's Libraries report, the association found 729 challenges affecting nearly 1,600 books at public schools and libraries in 2021, more than double the figures from 2020. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.